Chapter 113 Big Shot Dad Teaches How to Be a Good Person 3:1. Translator. Zia, Editor. Ellie, with Manager Chen in the picture, what does she need Su Yuyang for? As for her daughter, she would make her aware of how useless her father was. She had always taken precautions, telling her daughter that her father only earned 8,000 yuan a month. They had to live frugally to survive in this city. All the money was in her hands. Apart from buying herself a luxury item every month, she could save 10,000 yuan. Eventually, her daughter would only blame her father for being poor and useless. She endured all this to give her daughter a better life. Finding Manager Chen was not a betrayal to her daughter. Since Su Yuyang was heartless, she didn't need to uphold any loyalty. In the future, she would leave him with nothing, isolated from family and friends. Then sign it. Su Yuyang had prepared the divorce agreement before coming back, just waiting for Luo Yuqing to sign it. Her daughter had already heard the truth, and now he needed to educate this clueless child properly. As for the child's mother, she could roll wherever she wanted. If not for letting Su Lingling see with her own eyes what kind of person her mother was, he wouldn't bother arguing with Luo Yuqing. Her own admission could be used as evidence in legal terms, ensuring she wouldn't get a penny in the divorce. Even if she didn't admit it, Su Yuyang had ways to make her leave with nothing. Doing this was just to give Su Lingling a chance. Did you plan this in advance? Seeing the divorce agreement, Luo Yuqing couldn't handle it. The man who never dared to speak loudly in front of her and always smiled, regardless of what she said, was so decisive this time. He didn't give her any room for a buffer. Usually, it was always her who wanted a divorce, and he would coax her. But this time, he actually meant it. I just don't want to be a fool anymore. Su Yuyang stated the facts. What are you going to do? Su Lingling had been listening for a while and heard the news of her parents' divorce. She also heard her dad say he earned 30,000 a month, and her mom was with someone named Manager Chen. Why was it like this? Didn't her mom say her dad earned only 8,000 a month, forcing them to live frugally and not be like other kids in class who could get whatever they wanted? Mom always said that dad treated her badly, that she suffered a lot, but she would never let dad down. If they divorced someday, it would definitely be dad's fault, right? But what did she hear? Did mom lie to her? Did mom betray dad? Divorce. Su Yuyang had no good feelings for this little white-eyed wolf who caused the original host's death. In his view, having traversed many worlds, those antagonist kids all had their reasons, but Su Lingling became an antagonist on her own. Even when sentenced to death, she deserved it. Firstly, even though parents' divorce had a certain impact on her, her dad had been working hard to earn money, didn't have much time to take care of her, but still provided her with the best educational resources. Even when he was tired after work, he tried to spend time with her. Moreover, he always protected her feelings, never revealing the truth about their divorce, just saying their feelings didn't match. Knowing that her mom had an affair, she still blamed her dad. In fact, it was just an excuse for herself to accept money from Manager Chen and her mom. Her dad silently endured everything, even when she blamed him, enduring everything, just like these years enduring her mom, who favored the rich and looked down on the poor. Little did she know, when they got married, Luo Yuqing knew about his situation. If she thought he was poor, she shouldn't have married him. She could have found a rich man directly. Why did she act like a victim, blaming the original host after marriage? Secondly, when the original host noticed that the child was growing up a bit wayward, he quit his job to take care of her. However, she despised him even more, blaming her father for being useless, for not being able to provide more money for her, while she herself stayed at home playing games every day and refused to work to earn money. When she couldn't get what she wanted and couldn't compete with others, instead of finding faults in herself, she blamed everything on others, seeking revenge on society, and ultimately causing the death of her biological father. Even if she regretted it in the end, she just wanted to start over, not feeling that her father was the most pitiful person who deserved another chance. Did doing bad things, realizing the mistakes, and feeling remorse mean all those mistakes were erased? Should the people she once killed, or the father she deeply hurt who always wanted to protect her, deserve to die? Therefore, Su Yuyang now made her aware of these things, making her suffer a bit, all of which she owed to the original host. It's worth noting that even the current Su Lingling has never truly respected her dad, who only earns 30,000 yuan per month. At home, she's close to her mom and looks down on her dad, finding him displeasing. Many things had early signs, but the original host was too naive, too in love with his wife and daughter, unable to see it. He believed that as long as he did better and earned more money, everything could change.